Okay, morning. I'm starting with allotments of cleaning clothing, or as the title was, not cleaning. As we have discussed last week and previously, that cleaning clothing on Shabbos of Livun, and we said that Livun is made up of three stages, the soaking, with the rubbing, with the wringing, with squeezing out, each one in its own. Also, some things were excluded from soaking, things that are non-absorbed material of artificial material, like a plastic sheet. You have no problem soaking it, you could shower it down, but you still can't be in the shavshet, you still can't rub it. And also, we see that part of the idea of cleaning on Shabbos is taking a garment from its dirty, unusable stage and making it now clean and usable again. The reason why I mention that is because now, what we're going to see today is going to have to be quite affected by how we view our garments. And different garments, we have different ways of looking at it. As in, is it, has the garment gone through any proof? Which would mean it makes a difference whether the person himself is particular about them. If the person is particular about the cleanliness of his garments, then there'll be much more of a kveid and much more of a reason why on Shabbos we'll say that it's usur. But if a person is not particular about it, doesn't bother him the dirt, there's reasonably more makel. So we're going to discuss now clothing that we wear that has a stain on. Now we're going to discuss different types of stains. Is it a stain that goes into the fibers? Is it a stain that's superficial, that's on top of the garment? What will be if you take the stain off, what's left behind? Do you have a residue of a mark left behind, was totally clean afterwards, and is it absorbed, or these are all going to be issues that we will discuss today. Also, the type of garment will make a difference. So, we'll start with, if you have a stain on your garment, number one, for sure you may not use any form of liquid with that stain on Shabbos. Whatever the stain is made of, whatever it is, whether it's dry or wet, or hard or soft, or whether it's absorbed or superficial, to use water is out, including to use saliva. There would also be a form of liquid. So no water, no liquid, no soap water or anything like that. Or even these sprays that one put on garments that would help with stains may not be used whatsoever on Shabbos. So to rub it, to scratch it off with a utensil or with a nail, ad kedei kach, meaning up to a point where it will be totally clean and nothing left afterwards, is also asur on Shabbos, irrelevant of what type of stain it is. But if it was a stain that after you did whatever you did, there's nothing left of it, then it went from dirty to clean, so that type of rubbing will be asur. We'll see that there are cases where rubbing or brushing off will be permitted. But this is an important point, is that is it totally clean when you finished, or is it just better? And another thing that's also to do is to pour baby powder, talc, that type of thing on a grease stain, because that by nature is going to absorb the grease and clean out the garment, and that also is also to do. Happens to be, I've done this regularly, and it's a very good way of removing grease from clothing, but you can wait for Motzei Shabbos. So for a tie, you eat something with mayonnaise, falls, it leaves a nice grease mark on your tie, on your shirt. Motzei Shabbos, put talc on it, and 90% or even more sometimes can come out by just putting talc on it. But that is also on Shabbos. Now, if you have a dust stain, something which is very common in our dusty climate here in the Middle East, especially in the summer where we don't have rain, and so something you get, you bump against something, someone bumps against you, and you get a bit of a dust mark on your clothing, can you clean it off enough? So that depends on your personal preference. If you are the type of person who cannot bear to have this dust stain on your clothing, it's important for you to remove, therefore it means you are makpid not to wear such clothing, then you cannot take it off, because for you that becomes a tikkun, that becomes an improvement, that you've taken it from dirty to clean. Before, you would not consider this garment as wearable, and now it is wearable, so then what you've done is actually proved it, and that would be asur on, that will be asur on Shabbos. However, if you are the type of person who is not makpid on such dirt, so then the question is, why are you cleaning it off if you're not makpid? Because you still clean it off. In other words, you would put such a garment on, and you wouldn't be embarrassed to walk out with it on Shabbos, but it would suit you better if it wouldn't be there, or if today's Shabbos and you're going to meet someone and therefore it's important. So then we say that you may remove the dust, but it must be done in a very gentle form. So you can brush it off your clothing with your hand, or you could even use a dry cloth. You could even shake the garment. But as long as you don't do anything which is abrasive or strong, you don't shake it hard or rub it vigorously or use a brush, that would be awesome. If you do it gently with a hand or gently with a cloth or shave kit gently, then it would be permissible on Shabbos. Generally speaking, on a generality, but it's, at the end of the day, the halachas of hakpada, where the person is particular about the status of his cleanliness of his clothing, is a subjective halacha. But generally speaking, you say that dark clothing, black or dark clothing, that is new, or at least looks new, so then we are generally makpid on dirt on such clothing, ruins them, and therefore we makpid not to have the dirt, and therefore we treat it as a garment that you are makpid on. Unless you personally clearly have other habits, and a garment that is of a light color, or even if it's a dark garment, but it's a used garment, so then we say that generally speaking, that is a type of garment that a person is not makpid on. Unless, again, at the end of the day, this is a subjective halacha. If the person himself is particular about it, then we would consider the particular. And as we said, a garment which you are not particular about, so if you are not the type who to be particular about going out with a small amount of dirt on your clothing, and now you're cleaning it off because you are in a circumstance that is special, for example, because of Shabbos, or because you're going to meet someone important. Nevertheless, we go according to the generality, and that is that since generally you are not makpid on such a thing, therefore, just because now the circumstances change, it doesn't change it, and the melech remains the garment that you are not makpid on, and therefore you can do this minor form of cleaning on Shabbos, because you haven't done what we call, you've improved and fixed this garment from its dirty state to from non-wearable to wearable. Now we're going to, that's the gabe makbid or not makbid. Now we'll discuss the different types of stains. If you have a stain, you have something that's spilled in your garment and is still fresh and wet, and it's not totally absorbed, there's also a certain amount of dirt that is above the surface of the garment, so you can wrap the garment, but in a shinui, in order to get the superficial dirt off. What's above the surface you can remove. You can't rub it until everything comes out, but you can rub it. So if you got a splotch of mud on your garment and now you want to take it off, so you rub it with a shinui. The way to rub it with a shinui is you don't rub from the outside, but you rub it from the inside. You hold it on the opposite side and then rub the two sides together and get it to fall off. That is permissible, but as I said, just to get the external dirt to fall off. And when you finish, there still will be some sort of mark of where the stain was, so then where the mud fell on, so then that may have shown that you haven't cleaned it all the way, but at least you got rid of the excess dirt that is on Shabbos. So too, if you're eating a chocolate pudding and a bit of chocolate pudding fell down your front, you can take a knife and you can scrape off the chocolate pudding from the front of your shirt, and that is not a problem on Shabbos. It is still fresh, wet, and you're not wringing or rubbing the garment until all the chocolate pudding comes out. You're just removing the excess that is above the surface. That would be permissible on Shabbos. If you're using a knife, you can even do it on the side that it fell on. Because if you rub it, you've got to do it from the other side. So too, you could take a napkin, you could take a cloth, something that is dry. You just have to be careful that if it's that type of wet, if it's that wet that the pressure would cause squeezing, you'd cause squeezing. But you can, so when you've got something that an external dirt stain of something that is fresh, you can remove what's the excess above the surface of the material, whether by rubbing or by using an external kli, utensil like a knife, and scratching it off, or peeling it off, so to speak. But you can never use anything that is wet. You may not use a wet cloth or add moisture to the garment. Once the stain or whatever it is has fallen and your clothing has dried, so now there's a separate issue, and not that the concerning the issue of cleaning it stays the same. What's above the surface you remove, what's inside the garment you can't. But If it is a mud stain, you have to be careful that you're going to scratch it off, so the mud will crumble. The mud will crumble, that's considered kosher. And even though mud comes ground up and then you reconstitute and grind it again, and mud, we don't say ain tochen acha tochen, and therefore there is a problem of tochen on Shabbos, and you cannot scratch off a dirt where it is dry and it's going to crumble into smaller pieces because it'd be a problem of tochen, which is grinding. However, if the item that fell on your clothing that you're trying to remove was ground once its lifetime, so then we pass an ein tochen acha tochen. For example, of ein tochen acha tochen is when you have bread or matzah, if you had flour, so the flour was ground wheat, it went through the grinding process, now you mix it with water and you made bread or matzah out of it. Now on Shabbos, you're allowed to crumble the bread into small pieces, you're allowed to take the matzah and crumble it up, because ein tochen acha tochen is no problem of tchina if it is the second time round. So if you have this type of food, so for example, with a porridge landed on your shirt, be more practical, if it lands on your child's shirt, you can treat it, even if it's dried out and will break into small pieces, you can treat it as regular dirt, and you don't have to worry about tchina or worrying about it being ground. Now you tell me porridge is not ground, it's not like bread. We say that if it was cooked well enough, that it was smaich, it lost its form and became one mush, so then that is as if it went through a tchina, and therefore when it dried out and it now breaks into pieces, it's no problem of a tochen acha tochen. So again, if you have fresh dirt on your clothing, you can take a knife, for example, and you can peel off the excess dirt. You cannot scratch the garment to make sure that it's clean, but you can take off what's above the surface. And if it's dry dirt, so you can do it as well, as long as there's no problem of tochen. That would mean that if it would be food, it would be fine, but if it would be a non-food substance, generally fine, but if it would be a non-food substance like mud, then there'd be a problem of tochen, and you cannot scratch it off because it's breaking it into bits and pieces.
If it was on one's shoes and one's walking, then it's not something one does intentionally. Can one then carry on walking with mud on one's shoes?
Yes, I would say you can, because then you say it's not done intentionally, it's a kila achayan, it's not the derech that way, you're not scratching it off. Apart from the fact that shoes are leather, or something like it, even if you have artificial material shoes, as long as you don't have the shoes made of absorbent material like cloth, but if it's made of a solid material like leather or rubber or plastic, so you could actually purposely stand in a puddle so that the mud can come off. Mutter to do that on Shabbos, because we hold there's no in that type of material. Non-absorbent material doesn't have the issue of soaking. And therefore, if you get mud in your shoes, you're going to have to go stand in a puddle. If, as we said, the mud is still wet, so then you could even scratch it off. And if the mud is dry, so then you can't scratch it off. But if it comes off through walking, I would say that's a kila achayalum. Now, all this is talking about dirt where after you've removed the S, what's above the surface, you're left with a stain behind. As you know very well, if chocolate pudding goes down your front or your child's front, and you take a knife and you scrape it off, you've removed most of the chocolate pudding, but it will still leave a nice brown mark on the shirt. So that is what we're saying generally, because you haven't really cleaned the garment. The garment didn't go from dirty to clean. And we said that libud is a tikkun. You have to actually do something. So when you change the garment from dirty to clean, so then there's an issue of livon. So long as there is some sort of stain that stays behind, then you haven't finished up what you were doing, and therefore it's not considered osur. And therefore, that's one of the reasons why makbid, in particular, makes such a difference. Because if you are not makbid on a garment, so then it wasn't considered dirty to start with. And we're not measuring here dirt in that format, but rather we're saying, for you, is this a garment you wear, or is this a garment you don't wear? This is a garment you wear, so what did you haven't really done much. So, the nafkamina, the difference, the importance of knowing such a detail will come out also if you have this type of dirt, that when you peel it off, there's no stain left behind, it's something that did not get into the fibers. So it was dirt, it's kind of stable with mud, but for whatever reason, it didn't get into the fibers of the garment, and you peel it off, it stays behind, it stays clean, so then you can't take it off on Shabbos, because you change the garment from being dirty to clean, and that is problematic on Shabbos, that is part of libud. If you're in that situation, then the only time it would be permissible to remove such a type of dirt would be if in a garment that you are not particular on its cleanliness, because then it was wearable before and it's wearable after, you haven't changed it. If it's a garment that you're particular, that you wouldn't go out with it with such a stain, and now you remove the stain and you can go out with it, you've done this improvement called libur. So again, when you have this type of dirt that falls in your clothing and you take a knife and you remove it, the reason why it's permissible even on a garment that you're particular on, even the garment that you might be on, because at the end of the day, there's still some stain that's left behind, so you haven't really cleaned it. But if it would be that type of substance of dirt that was purely superficial and didn't get into the fibers, and you take it off and leaves no stain behind, that would only be permissible in a case of a garment that you were not makbid on. However, if you're dealing with dirt that is purely superficial, that it really doesn't really attach itself to the garment and it leaves no effect to the garment, so then that's not really considered dirt that you clean. What I mean by that, if you have fluff, you have feathers, you have fibers, you have all these types, so you have a bit of cotton wool or something like that, which is totally external. It, because of its nature, it has a sticking effect to your garments, but really it's not part of the garment. So then removing that on Shabbos is absolutely permissible because it's not considered that the garment has dirt and you clean the dirt off it. It's like you have a pile of dirt, you have a pile of garments, you have a two shirts, and when you take the top shirt off, you don't say that you're now cleaning the bottom shirt from the top shirt that sat on it. It's two different shirts. So too here, we treat it as two different items. It's just they happen to be quite close to each other, that when you walk around, the feather has some sort of effect that it binds to your garment. It doesn't blow away so easily. Nevertheless, it's not considered as ingrained dirt. It's purely superficial, and that doesn't get the din of a stain, and therefore that may be removed on Shabbos, even from a garment that you makbid on. But the one catch is that you should do it by hand and not with a brush. Just as a separate note, if you're dealing with fibers or threads that are left on a garment, say you've just got a new garment just sewn, and very often new garments that are sewn still have some old threads lying on it from the tailors or from the factory. If that thread is still bound into the garment, then it'd be a separate problem. That it is part of a garment and you're removing it, that could be makapatish, that could be korea, could be a separate issue. We're talking about there's a thread on your garment, even when it just landed on your garment, was totally external, even if it was stuck at the first time you're wearing it. You have to be careful. If it was, sometimes you get a thread that was on the garment when they sewed it, and then the seam went over the thread. So you can pull the thread out very easily, but it's now part of the garment, so then we'll be particular. So you have to be careful with threads. Okay, just another two more halachas for today, that also have to do with cleaning. You can clean your glasses on Shabbos, you can wipe down lenses of your glasses, but don't wet the cloth before you wipe your glasses. To use a wet cloth will cause a problem, you can put pressure, it cause squeezing, so you cannot do that. Now, glasses are not the type of material that is, just like you can wash dishes on Shabbos, you can wash your glasses on Shabbos, so that it's not considered a material, but there's something to take into account, is that you mustn't use a wet cloth to depress, you have to put pressure on the cloth. But the other way around is permissible. If you washed your glasses and now they're wet, you breathe them in and get condensation on your glasses, so that will be permissible to wipe it with a cloth afterwards with a dry cloth, even though the cloth is going to absorb some water. That is considered derech lichluch, and that's not considered as cleaning the cloth or squeezing it out. So too, like when you wash your dishes, you can dry them afterwards. So too, if you wash your glasses, you wipe them down with a dry cloth. And another thing Chazal tell us is we take libum seriously, and therefore we try not to get ourselves into a situation where it would tempt us to do libum. It is a Gemara that says that a person should avoid walking on the bank of a river where the mud is very slippery. He's worried that he's going to slip and get himself dirty, and then he will feel the need to clean himself off and clean his clothing. And therefore we tell him don't walk there on Shabbos. So too we say that a person should taka, if you're wearing clothing that you would be makbid on if it got dirty, then you should take extra care not to get yourself dirty, so that chas v'shalom you won't come to get into sreikas of what you may or may not do on Shabbos. And one of the examples given, brought down already in Sefer Hasidim, and the Ram brings it, the Kaz brings it, is that you should not take a child onto your lap on Shabbos, because children tend to soil themselves and it will go through and dirty your clothing. Obviously, they're talking about in the days where they have a good quality diet as they have today. And so, if you put something on your lap first, then the Sefer Hasidim said it's mutter. So I imagine it doesn't make a difference whether you put something in your lap or on a child. But obviously, in a way that there's a chashash of dirt coming out, then it is from Kavod Shabbos not to take such a child on your lap, because you don't want to get yourself dirty on Shabbos and you have something coming to clean it. With that, we end over here today and wish everybody a wonderful day. And Mr. Shem, we'll meet next week. For the next 2 weeks, though, we will be again at this earlier time of night.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry I came late. I didn't realize it started 9:15.
Oh, sorry.